Yeah.
George?
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi. This is Jim. I'm calling from Ontario.
Okay, Jim.
Okay. I give my special needs stepson a ride to and from school every day because he's a little too impulsive and they don't have busing here. I also give a friend's daughter a ride since I'm going that way anyway.
So you swoop through, pick them up, and do your thing. Good for you.
And today, well, Fridays, I usually use it as a bribe to keep the kids good all week. If they're good, we get ice cream. So we got ice cream and went down by the lake tonight. After school, broad daylight. This is 3:30. And this 8-year-old girl starts saying her foot is tingling, and somebody's trying to talk to her through her foot.
Okay.
And she said she's psychic. She's told us she's psychic before, and she has trouble sleeping when this witch comes into her room and hovers near the ceiling and sometimes writes messages on her walls and stuff. And she's a really nice kid. She's, you know, polite. She's not as wild as most kids are these
days.
Sure,
and seems bright.
Bright, yes, and pretty perceptive, too. Anyway, she starts saying that she's getting a message through her foot, and I'm trying to tell her, no, her foot's probably falling asleep or something.
Right.
And then my foot starts tingling, and I'm thinking, whoops.
Yeah.
And then she says that this girl says she's 7 years old, the spirit, and she died in a plane crash, and she's supposed to be calling for help. And there's this black thing in the background, and I guess it's a shadow person. It says it's got this black hat pulled down over his eyes.
Okay, and this is what this girl's describing, or is this spirit speaking through her?
This is what the girl is describing. Now, I've had yoga and stuff like that. I'm kind of, you know, spiritually tuned.
Yeah.
And I was like flinging white light around and stuff like that, trying to tell her and the girl who thinks she's trapped, and this, she called this thing her master, and she's saying her master wants her to call for help, and if somebody hears her, wants to try to get a hold of that person and take control of them, of her. And this is, you know, like this really nice, sensitive 8-year-old girl. I'm sorry, I was worried about her.
Are you believing this at this point?
I'm feeling a tingle, yes. There's been a few things here. This is this area is like a positive spiritual anomaly. People working on a friend's house, two or three carpenters went to lunch, left one guy up there, and the guy came down and said, "Well, where are the other two?" And he said, "They left about half an hour ago to go get lunch." He said, "Well, who have I been talking to?"
Oh man!
And he left, and he wouldn't. None of them came back to the house. The museum in town here, I'm hearing whispers on the second floor when there's nobody there and stuff.
All right, so back to the girl.
Back to the girl, yeah. So she's saying that, that's what, I told you that this shadow person said was trying to get
the other spirit.
Use the younger spirit to lure people so that he can try to control them. And whoa, I mean, I came home, I'm meditating, I'm saying prayers and stuff, and my...
You dropped the little girl off? I mean, is she friendly and happy and, you know?
Yeah, she was fine. And, if, you know, I told her mother if she gets up in the middle of the night screaming or anything, give me a call.
Really, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, somebody was talking about the little guys in his backyard?
Hold on, let's stick with the girl story.
Okay, sorry. We've had some of those here, too. That's as far as I can go right now. The girl's going to be 9 this summer.
Well, you're going to just have to continue to monitor her situation. I guess that's all I can advise you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to our nutty line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Doing fine, thanks.
Long time listener, first time getting through.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm glad you made it.
I am the Mr. Bean of the year 2000. I worked copiers for years, and I could go a whole night telling you stupid stories of things I've done.
Give me your best.
I was working on this Xerox machine about 15 years ago, and I had a fractured gear. And it was these people had to get these copies up, and I had to get it going. So I pulled this nylon gear out, and I took the old X-Acto knife and spread the crack open and shot some super glue in there, you know? And as I pulled the X-Acto knife out, the super glue squirted into my eye.
Oh, my God! That hurts.
Yeah, well, the worst part was my reaction was, ow, and I take my finger against my eyeball.
This
my
is eyelashes. Worse than Bell gluing his lips together.
Now I've super glued my finger to my eyelashes. Then I run to the drinking fountain, and it's burning like crazy, and the secretary's looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I can't even tell her. I'm so embarrassed. So then I get it cooled down to where it's not burning so bad. Now I got to take my X-Acto knife and trim my eyelashes off of my finger to get my finger off my eyelash.
With one eye, right?
Yeah, then I had to change the blade in the X-Acto knife because it had glue all over it with one hand.
Oh, my God. You're lucky you didn't go blind.
Oh, my, no, I did for about 4 hours.
Did you really?
Oh, I drove home. My eye was burning.
Wait a minute. You didn't go to the hospital?
Oh, no. I was afraid I'd probably hit my car away with my luck, you know.
That's frightening.
I used the eye wash, and it fully went away, but I could go all night telling you stories that are just as funny as that. I mean, I'm the Mr. Bean.